the way, the National Education Association, the people that you, the teachers belong to this union, this horrible, horrible, poisonous, racist union that is run actually by La Raza, I think, South America.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones behind the Columbus statues coming down. Because obviously Columbus was privileged and white. And he was also the most brilliant astronomer, navigator, probably in the history of our world. And none of the truth is being told because Black Lives Matter is a fascist organization. And all of this skin color shaming, gender shaming, progressive poison is just, it's not, you know, liberals don't believe in it. I mean, liberals are shocked that we're not allowed to speak. We're not even allowed to say anything. We're being censored. They don't like the fact that Black Lives Matter is forcing us with raised fists, fascist fists, to accept our white privilege. And these idiots that have been indoctrinated by the public school system into some concept, some global concept, that all white people everywhere have privilege. Now, I don't know about you, but my hands right now, they have calluses on them because I garden and I do things by myself. I'm an independent person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wait for the food to show up because I'm on welfare. I don't wait for my check to show up in the mail because I'm on welfare. And white people have paid for, as well as blacks and others, have paid for redistribution of our money from our families, from taking away our opportunities for 50 years, over 50 years of affirmative action. But that's not good enough because affirmative action on the Democratic plantation just keeps them at the voting booth for some God knows why reason. So we're just, you know, this privilege concept is such a lie. It's insulting. It's racist. They took the mayor of New London, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Took down, removed.
Yeah, I saw that. The Columbus statue.
The Columbus statue. I was at city council with 20 people from Knights of Columbus. I brought a Puerto Rican mailman who was living in South Carolina, born and raised in Puerto Rico, moved to South Carolina. He drove up with his son to New London for us to present against changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. And I'm going to tell you something. All the politicians listening to your show that want to expand Indian ownership of land and go along with the concept that my family, the Mayflower Pilgrims, who never owned or sold slaves, is somehow a racist organization. You can take down our, you know, my Italian ancestry. My mother's right off the boat. I know what fascism is. So, my mother escaped fascism.
Lori, I want to know specifically, what did Columbus do? Because there's a lot of confusion around here. I can't find anything definitive.
Columbus the Hero. I'm going to send you a copy of it. And this is the book that the Puerto Rican mailman he wrote. And he's written several since then. His name is Raphael. And unfortunately, in the school systems, they're lying about Columbus. Columbus came over on several times. And really, the Dominican Republic, if you know where that is,
mm-hmm.
the indigenous people there were, Columbus did not sell slaves. He brought several, he was a conquest. I mean, he was coming to spread Christianity. Spain, which funded his trip, of course, is responsible for all of the conquistadors down south, not Columbus, who was Genovese. It's not Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus was a devout Catholic. Devout.
Right.
Devout.
Well, yeah.
He didn't rape anyone. He didn't kill a single person. Not one person did he had no blood on his hands. This is all a lie. And the original documents are clear. And they want to take this one man who was a devout Catholic, who loved Jesus, who loved God, and would not have hurt, raped, or done anything to anybody. Really, truly a magnificent navigator, and disparage him. But in doing that, I'm so sorry, but my mom was right off the boat. The city of New London is the most anti-Italian city in the world. I swear. They took down the Fort Trumbull, if you know the Little Pink House story. They wiped out generations of Italian Americans that came over. My family came over from Italy twice, after World War One and after World War Two, and they settled in the Fort Trumbull district and also in New London.
Mm-hmm.
They wiped out all of the acreage, all of the homes, multiple generations of Italians. Two Italian American clubs. One is still open because of political reasons, but the Italians in New London built New London as a turn of the century city. It was built by Italians and WASPy, you know, the Protestants. So you had the Catholics and the Protestants. But I'm going to tell you something. When the Italians came over, they were considered black. They were treated and paid the same wages as black people. And so now you have Black Lives Matter attack Christopher Columbus. For what purpose? Why?
Wow. Yeah, I knew he was a devout Catholic. I knew he had a strong relationship with Christ. And
he was a Christ bearer.
Oh, yes, he was. In fact, that's the whole premises of the Knights of Columbus. It's a Catholic a devout Catholic mm-hmm. organization that's mm-hmm. named after a Christopher Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And also, what people don't know about Christopher Columbus is that he treated... this goes beyond Christopher Columbus. This is the cancel culture movement.
Right.
It's the most fascist movement.
It's only starting with Columbus. And then once they get the statues of Columbus down...
They have Columbus Day already was given indigenous people.
Well, it's going
to
start there.
Say that my family, the Pilgrims, stole the land from the Indians. That is not true. Actually, it is not true at all. They immigrated to, you know, Cape Cod and ended up inhabiting land that was not inhabited by anyone because the people that came before them. And this is the 400th anniversary. I'm a Hopkins and Brewster from the Mayflower. I know my history very, very well. And what they're doing, the Mohegan Pequot tribe, the Mashantuckets, by claiming that land was stolen, that is not true. They didn't even have a legal concept of land. This is all rewriting history.
I'm telling you, Lori, it's starting with Columbus, and you watch. They're going to get rid of the Jefferson Memorial down in D.C., because Thomas Jefferson, as you know, I mean, he had slaves. And he's rumored to have impregnated
America,
one.
And the globalists hate America. They have to see us gone.
Yeah.
In Connecticut, I'm just going to leave you with one more thought, and if I can talk about this in the future.
Go ahead.
The Global Baccalaureate and the United Nations are the enemies of our republic. They want to take down, and they're funding and coordinating. There are so many well-funded groups that want the end of our national identity. When we stop sharing the same values because we had so much immigration of communists into this country, we haven't paid attention to communism. But I'll tell you, the Global Baccalaureate and the United Nations, that is our enemy. And it's not a Democrat, not a Republic. It's really the New World Order, the Agenda 2030 versus Americanism versus whatever country you're from.
Yeah, I gotta strongly encourage people to Google the 2030 Agenda. And you're going to see a lot of communistic overtones in there. And that's exactly the direction. And now, remember, there was a 2020 plan back in 2010, which sets out the goals for the next 10 years. Well, now that we're at 2020, they review and see where we how much of that plan that they the 2020 plan that they set forth in 2010 did they accomplish and what didn't they? And then they have a 2030 plan. And when you look at it,
listen, those documents that you're referencing, they are available as PDFs.
Yeah.
And one that you need to, if you really like investigating this stuff, that was such a great statement because what you said is they review to see where they are.
They do.
Those are PDFs, and you can go to Healthy China 2030, I think it is, Healthy China 2030, and download that PDF and read it. You can see entire populations of poor people disappear because one of the Agenda 21 objectives is there's no poverty zero poverty.
Yeah, and
we can only accomplish that.
And it's also population control with wiping out elderly. If you, when you reach a certain age, if it's like 75 or something like that, you're basically on your own, and healthcare has, you know, has would diminish.
It's going to get bad for older people. Our generation is kind of screwed, sorry to say. Hey, yeah. I am so glad you're covering this stuff. I really appreciate it.
That's what we're here for.
I think your show is extremely important up in that market area. But we can't stop talking about communism, because this is really about global communism. And the party system in Connecticut is obviously broken. You spend a lot of time talking about politics, but when the agenda behind everything is moving us towards having no choice, that is not politics as usual. They shut down the court systems in Connecticut. What right did the government have to do that? They're passing all these laws because of the Wuhan virus, but this is right out of Event 201, something I talked about. Yeah,
it is. And I showed a couple of my skeptical friends that are kind of like, eh, I showed him. I don't know if it was that website, because that website does not sound familiar to me. But I found...
Event201.org is the October predecessor to the Wuhan virus. It was a staged field operation by the Bill and Melinda Gates, Bill Gates,
yep.
Johns Hopkins University, and the World Economic Forum, which is the United Nations, and George Soros and that group.
Okay, well, that aside, I reviewed very briefly, and I showed a couple of these skeptical friends of mine about the 2030 agenda. And I just had them read it, and they're like, holy crap, I can't believe this. You were right, Gary. I can't believe this actually exists. I'm like, well, see, there you go. And then I show them the one for 2020 that they did in 2010. And I'm like, well, there you go. So if you look at how many of these things have come true. Well, hold on a second, Lori. I go,
George Herbert Walker Bush, he said,
yeah.
Global communism will be successful. He was,
I didn't see that part.
I believe he murdered Kennedy. So, I'm not a Bush fan.
But
he's like the grandfather.
I don't know about that part, Lori. I didn't see that. And I don't know and I don't think he murdered Kennedy, but, I'm not even going to go down that.
Access to do it. And,
I'm not going to go down that path.
To see those documents. Unclassified.
I'd like to see him unclassified as well, but I don't think George Herbert Walker Bush had anything to do with that.
Well, you got to look into his CIA background. And
he was the chief of the CIA, but that was in the 70s.
Yeah, I know, but he was also, he knew Dallas like the back of his hand.
Yeah, well, because
he was a politician in Texas.
Well, it was in Midland that he lived.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, but he also worked for the state, you know. I mean,
he was a senator.
If you want to talk about that sometime, I've done a lot of research.
So have
I've
read a couple of biographies, including that huge John Meacham biography of him, by the way. I read that a couple of years ago. Outstanding. But I want to go back to something, because I only have about 2 minutes left. And that was, when you look at if you want to see how valid this 2030 agenda is, as opposed to somebody just writing it and it's fabricated, and it's like, well, you can look at the 2010 agenda that they did in 2000. You could and see what came true. You could look at the 2020 agenda, which they did in 2010. Again, it's a 10-year outline. It's a decade outline. And go, you'll see many items on it. You go, holy cow, that came true. That came true. Well, this one they tried and it failed. This one didn't go through. Oh, but this one did. This one did. This one did. So you look at if you look at the 2031 and apply the pattern of recent history, again, the 2010 agenda, the 2020 agenda, you're going to sit there and go, oh, my God, is this what we're really in store for in the next decade? And let me tell you, Lori, it's scary.
Well,
it's scary. It's the complete opposite that this country was founded on.
For so long. But I have to say, our entire energy policy, and you can go to all of Governor Malloy's edicts, and Lamont's, our entire energy policy is UN Agenda 2030 compliant. And they even say that. So if you actually go to the different departments, our transportation compliancy, it's all there. So link it to the, just take one more step and go to the education department and just type in global. Because anything global is Agenda 2030. That's what... See, there's a I think there's a difference between globalism and globalization.
Now, we only got about 30 seconds left, so go ahead.
We don't want isms. Isms are bad. They're political totalitarian dictatorships in most cases. So we got to get rid of the UN.
Well, there you go. You know.